Local food will be on the menu and on the big screen this weekend at the Beartooth in Anchorage. The Theater Pub is kicking off a week-long Alaska Local Food Film Festival today that pairs food-themed movies with dinner specials that highlight local ingredients. The festival is being organized by the Alaska Center for the Environment. Allie Harvey is the organization's Sustainable Communities Coordinator. She says the original idea was to just screen one film.
And the Beartooth took that idea and said, you know, why just make it one night? Why don't we really capitalize on this great momentum for local food in Alaska and make it into a whole seven-night film festival? So they really picked up the ball and ran with it.
So what's on the menu along with the movies?
There's going to be a special at the Beartooth, depending on what's seasonal. I haven't checked in yet, but featuring local ingredients. I know at least, I think, three specials or so will be on there. And I've heard good things about zucchini dishes recently.
There's one Alaska movie in the mix. Where was it filmed? And talk a little bit about what it's about.
Eating Alaska is kind of a ride journey into Ellen Frankenstein's move to Alaska from the East Coast. And she was a vegetarian. She lives in Sitka, and most of the movie is filmed in Sitka. And she kind of explores this idea of subsistence in Alaska, you know, what it means to kind of live off the land and think about what you're eating. And the thing that she stresses most about the film is that it's not really meant to give you answers. It's meant to be more provocative and to get people really thinking about where food comes from and how they get it, and just raise all those issues and questions. It's a really fun film.
Allie, give us some highlights, some other highlights in the lineup.
Well, we're going to be having the debut of Food Incorporated in Anchorage. We're very, very excited about that. And Fresh, which is going to screen on Monday. And that movie has a really cool grassroots base. The whole idea of it is that, you know, the licensing rights are pretty inexpensive so that local folks can afford to get it and, like, screen it on barn walls if that's what they want to do with it. And it's a pretty short film that explores national food systems and the benefits to eating more local. We're going to have a screening of The Garden, which is about urban food gardening. The End of the Line is going to screen, which is about overfishing. And then, of course, Eating Alaska, which is the one with Ellen Frankenstein and Sitka.
Do you think that this could possibly be one of the few bright spots in the economy that's certainly today we're hearing unemployment figures are 9.8%, nearly double digit. Is the movement toward people planting more gardens, being more concerned about eating locally, is that one of the few bright spots that we're seeing in such a devastated economy?
You know, I absolutely think so. I think that there's great potential in expanding our local agricultural system to support Alaskans. You know, if we keep Alaska dollars local, that creates jobs. You know, if we build more infrastructure to support local agriculture here in the state, that you know, builds jobs, supports our local growers, supports our neighbors, keeps our dollars local as we spend it on Alaska food instead of food from outside. The Alaska Division of Agriculture had a statistic from 2007 that showed that Alaskans spent $2.5 billion on food, and only 1.3% of that was spent on Alaskan agriculture. So that's a pretty big figure. And if we could capture some more of those local dollars, there's fantastic potential to really build Alaska's economy and create jobs.
Allie Harvey is the Sustainable Communities Coordinator at the Alaska Center for the Environment. The Alaska Local Food Film Festival starts tonight and runs at the Beartooth through next Thursday.